This is the Manny Carter Show, a psychic and relationship expert.
Did your man leave you suddenly? Did your girl tell you she never wanted to hear from you again? Find out what drove your significant other insane.
You're wrong to think if it was always just about sex. Schedule a reading with him now at MannyCarter.com.
Hey everybody, this is the Manny Carter Podcast Show again. Matt here, Matt the producer from hell, and I got Manny on the line again.
Hi, Manny Carter Show. Which episode is this, 5 or 6?
This will be number 6. So
number 6, wonderful.
So him and I ended up seeing Independence Day yesterday, and there was just a couple observations about the gender roles that they had selected. They were kind of interesting, especially also too with the political year that we're currently in, very heated between Donald Trump and Hillary Clinton. And actually, this you see very few movies that show women as president, which, you know, is totally fine. There's nothing wrong with that. It's just interesting what had transpired. And I almost want to say, is this a conspiracy that the movie was almost trying to illustrate? Manny, what do you think?
The movie illustrated that we had a female president. That's wonderful. Maybe we even do a female president. Yay for the ladies. But it also illustrated the fact that the female president couldn't make a decision when aliens are attacking the planet.
And Manny, can you give them the couple point of references? I mean, it's not going to spoil the movie, so you're still okay.
No, I can't give them too many point of references that'll spoil the movie. But let's just say the aliens are coming and a decision has to be made and she does not make that proper decision. So,
Manny, is it making the proper decision, or was it the hesitation? Because that's what I had picked up on.
The Pentagon ran a test a while back about that, making a male making a decision and a female making a decision, and she hesitated a little bit too long. And what happened was 10,000 to 30,000 extra men were killed. So it was her hesitation that caused her and all the people that were surrounded, that she was surrounded with, to get killed. So then they went in and they moved in and they swore in a man, and the man took action and all the men saved the world. Now we don't know here. Now we don't know if that was just a stereotypical movie made by a person who said, oh, men are superior or whatever, because it's not a superiority thing. But I tell you what, nothing personal, but if aliens do come to the planet, I think I would like someone who would make a decision right away rather than hesitating.
Now, here's the other interesting thing, though, which, Manny, I know you're pro-military because you served 4 years in armed forces as an RN back in the 80s, and you served some time in Desert Storm as well. So one of the things I did notice, though, with the Independence Day movie is the person that was sworn in, that was the male, was a general in the military. So that's probably why he just had those instinctive training versus, and you've argued this, male, female, doesn't matter. Well, what is your argument?
Well, to be perfectly honest with you,
military experience.
Personally, it's like going fishing. If you don't know how to fish and you go fishing, more than likely you're not going to catch anything. I like experience, and that's why I'm a little bit negative about, to be honest with you, both are potential presidents, because I really don't see any military experience, and I want a John F. Kennedy, I want a Harry Truman, even an FDR at the helm. Someone that, when it comes, we're talking the head of the country here. We're talking someone that could, you know, make a decision between life and death for all of us just by pressing the button. I want someone that knows I call them, the military calls them the odds, the laws of odds. If you're going to lose 10,000 men, but they're going to lose 100,000 men, that's acceptable. Those are acceptable odds. And you can't sit and hesitate on that decision and say, hey, you know, I'm going to lose 10,000 men. Well, yeah, and your point is that you're going to take out 100,000. I would not hesitate. I'd say, okay, let's go. And I think that's part of the problem. I think that's what's happening to our political system. JFK, when he handled the Bay of Pigs, he had that experience, had that World War II experience, and he was able to sit back and say, okay, acceptable versus non-acceptable. What would work? Let's make a compromise. And he resolved an issue without military conflict. Harry S. Truman, when he had to make the final decision on the atomic bomb, he said, okay, we have a choice. Either we have 3 million American lives to take Japan, or we drop a bomb and we save American lives. And on top of that, the Japanese are very honorable people, and I really admire the Japanese. And actually, I'd like to have them fight side by side with me if we ever go to war again. But the whole thing behind that is it took two atomic bombs, not one. To me, if someone says, I'm going to drop an atomic bomb on you, I'd say, you know what? I surrender. Because that's just, I don't want the civilian population to be killed. Because if you remember at Hiroshima and Nagasaki, numerous civilians had to die. But numerous civilians were going to fight and fight until the end of the war and take out numerous American lives. Germany was a lot different. We were able to go into Germany using traditional techniques and win, but we couldn't do it with the Japanese because of their ethics and the emperor. So the bottom line to this is Truman made that decision. Now, I often wonder, and it's a question, if a female president was in the office, would that female president have said, you know what, we're not going to drop an atomic bomb, we're going to go hand to hand. 3 million, matter of fact, we'd probably be still fighting the war. So I am not anti-female, I'm anti-time frame. I noticed that even in my female client, a lot of my female clients hesitate in making that decision. They call me up and I said, you better make a decision. I currently have a client who was trying to get a man back. And I said, look, you're very limited on your time. You had better go ahead and do something so you can have him. But what happened after that was she decided that it was in her best interest to wait, and she lost the guy to a stripper who did make that decision. That decision was to wear lingerie. The guy wanted lingerie. He told her he wanted lingerie, and she made the decision not to wear it, and a stripper came along, and he got with the stripper. So, ladies, beware. Make that decision. Don't wait. I don't know, but again, I'm not stereotypical, where I'm not against females in any way, shape, or form. Matter of fact, I'm a nurse, and the majority of my buddies are nurses, and they said the same thing. No, Manny, you're not biased at all, or, you know, but I'm saying the same thing about Donald Trump. He has no military experience, and I for one, if I'm going to go on a fishing trip for somebody, and I'm depending on that fish for my food, I would prefer to go with someone that knows how to fish.
Manny, this kind of leads me to my next question. Again, that's just another observation, my own personal experience, but a lot of times it seems like when in a state of panic, men seem to be able to make a more rational decision. I'm not saying it's going to be the most rational or perfect or logical, but they can make the decision just a little bit quicker instead of letting the emotions overtake them where they can't even think and make any decision for that matter. Is that a fair assessment just between the two different genders and just the way we're wired? And I mean, I don't know, what's your take on that?
That is a very fair assessment. But you know, since cave time, caveman times, I'm not talking about the Flintstones, men were hunters.
Flintstones,
meet the Flintstones. We're the modern Stoney family. That's a cartoon. I'm talking real time. In other words, back in the day, men used to hunt, and their timing was a little bit different because if they did not do and not have good timing, they wouldn't bring any food home. A woman was a nurturing person who stayed home, took care of the children, cooked, and did, you know, very rarely do you hear of hunting parties with all females. Matter of fact, there weren't any, as far as I know of, in history. I imagine they had to be eventually, but there weren't any all female, maybe the Amazonians, female hunting parties. Men went out and got the food, which is something that I attribute to testosterone, that lovely testosterone versus estrogen. Sometimes we kill because we like it, but we're designed that way genetically. Women are not designed with from a genetic viewpoint on, I'm sure Gregor Mendel, the father of modern genetics, is rolling over right now in his grave, because I say that women are not designed genetically, and I'm not anti-women, I want to stress that, but they're just not. They have estrogen, not testosterone. Testosterone is, as far as I'm concerned, something that causes you to be able to get mad and make a rational decision very quickly. It's a decision that is based on anger, and sometimes you need that. You really do, and that's just something that men have. They can go ahead and say, "Girl, I got to do this," and a woman wants to think about it and talk about it. And a lot of relationships, I notice things go wrong. Things go wrong in a relationship, and a woman, who is of course, you know, will call a man and say, can you help me fix this? And a man is sitting there going like, get on the phone, call up DirecTV, and tell them you want your money back and you want it back now.
Hey, what was the, you're dating a gal one time back, you know, when you're back in the Midwest. Remember what changed the tire? I mean, isn't that a great example?
Perfect example. That was actually in New Mexico, Matt. I was dating a young lady, had a pickup truck. She's my girlfriend, just staying over at my house. At that time, I was working for a friend down in Santa Fe, New Mexico. And I just peered out her window and noticed that she had a flat tire. I mentioned to it, you know, I told her, I said, hey, hon, you have a flat tire in the back of your pickup truck. She immediately grabbed the telephone and started crying. Grabbed the telephone, called her dad, called her sister, called her boss. She was a checker at the supermarket. And she called her boss, I'm going to be late, she said. I'm going to be late. My tire's flat on my car. I don't know what I'm going to do. And I sat there. I was having a cup of coffee. And I had on a shirt and tie because I was working at that time for one of my friends. I went and took off my clothes, put on a pair of blue jeans and a shirt, walked out to a car, got my jack, 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, jacked the car up. You know, I busted the lug nuts, took the tire off, reached in the back, got her a tire, put it back on there, put the lug nuts back on, let the jack down, got my jack, put it back in my car, walked back in the house, changed my clothes, washed my hands, and ended up finishing my coffee. My coffee didn't even get a chance to get cool. It was still hot. Warm. Lukewarm. And she was still on the phone crying to her brother. I never forget it. She was crying to Anthony, her brother, saying, what am I going to do?
The Manny Carter Show. Visit him online at MannyCarter.com.